Hey, what's up, y'all? Bipolar Trucker. Coming at you from the road. Just thought I'd take a little bit of time and brush on a subject that I get a lot of questions about that people message me about fairly regularly. And that is something I've touched on before, which is opioid addiction. And, for anybody who hasn't listened to any of my other episodes, I'll tell you that for about 4 years, I had a pretty serious addiction to opioids, specifically hydrocodone, Norco. But if I couldn't find anything, I would take just about anything that would make me not sick. So morphine, fucking whatever. And that's pretty common, you know. I mean, I've gone as far as to snort heroin, you know, to melt down black tar heroin and snap off the end of the needle and snort it like that. It sounds fucking crazy now to me even. But when you're sick, you're just trying to not be sick so you can go through your day. And that's the shitty reality that people aren't thinking about when they're starting out in the world of taking drugs. They're not thinking about that your body becomes completely dependent on these drugs. But I could tell a million stories about ridiculous situations that I put myself in. In the efforts to obtain narcotics. I mean, I'm lucky to be alive. And there's a lot of you out there I know that have been in that same situation. And you're lucky to be here. You're lucky to be free. And I thank God for that, that I'm free and alive and not addicted to painkillers. So, let's take a minute to talk about the steps that could get you free of addiction. That I can tell you that most of the programs out there are just going to get you addicted to a different drug. And I've said that before. That's my experience. Somebody else may have a different experience, and I would love to hear about that. But in my experience, most of the programs that you see advertised are Suboxone or methadone-based programs. So, what is the process for getting off drugs with Suboxone or methadone? Well, let me tell you, the first step is to get you more addicted to a drug. That is the first step in my experience. And if you're a drug abuser, you're just going to abuse those drugs as well. And they're much stronger drugs. Much stronger. I can tell you that I was in this program, and after like the third month, I talked to this lady, and I was legitimately abusing Suboxone. I was taking way more than I was supposed to, and then I was having to look for Suboxone from other dope fiends like myself to try to stay not sick, and it was horrible. It was just like the same thing. It was just a little cheaper, right? Because I was no longer willing to sell drugs to maintain my habit. My freedom has become indispensable. Not, I had got to the point where I realized I was not disposable, that people counted on me, and I had to take that very seriously. And I think that's the first step for you. The first step is to, maybe count your blessings. Most of us have some people in their life that you don't want to live without. And I've got to tell you that there's people out there that maybe you don't have the best relationship with them because they love you and they don't want to see you die behind an addiction or lose your fucking freedom. So, those are things that you got to think about. You got to say, I am not going to be a slave to this. And let me also tell you that you will not die. It's not alcohol. You will not die. You will not die from withdrawal. Now, you could have other medical problems that I don't know about, and that could be an issue. So it's definitely something to possibly talk to your doctor about, okay? Because I don't know your medical history. I don't know what's going on with you. But I also don't know very many people that have had a serious drug addiction that actually wean themselves off the drugs. So you're going to die if you don't do something about it. You're not going to live long in that state. I'm back to the program. So I was in this program. I went and talked to a counselor, and it started sounding a little like iffy, like I don't like it didn't sound like a lot of people were getting off drugs with the program just from talking to this counselor. So finally I just asked her. I was like, hey, how many people have you had to wean themselves down off the Suboxone and become drug free? And she said that for some people it was a lifetime solution because of the withdrawal. And then she said that she did have a lady that had weaned herself down to where she was taking a half a strip every other day. So it's got like a long half-life, so it would keep her not sick. So that lady was actually, I think, really trying to get off the drugs. The thing is, she was still on them. She was still taking them. I asked how long she had been in the program, and they said 5 years. So she's still using that as a crutch. So my first thought was like, oh, this is a challenge, right? Like, nobody else have ever done it through this program. And I could tell it hurt her to tell me that because she knew what I was asking, and she knew the answer was none. She knew that I was fucked, and I could see it in her eyes. And I just stood up and said, hey, listen, sometimes all we need is a little hope. So the next time somebody asks you that, you can tell him one, and his name's Matt. Bipolar Chucker. I didn't say Bipolar Chucker. But you can tell him that you got one. So the only way I could figure out to get off the drugs was to do it for other people, which is fucked up. But in a lot of ways, that's how I've always lived my life. I've always been that dude that was down to ride for his friends. I've always been somebody who you could rely on. And what the drugs were doing was making me unreliable. And I hated it. I hated that my baby's mom looked at me as if I was unreliable, that my kids would question whether I was going to do exactly what I said I was going to do. Not because I didn't do what I said I was going to do all the time, but because there had been some cases where the money didn't line up or whatever. As soon as I decided that I didn't want to spend the rest of my life in prison, let's just say the money kind of dried up. It's a very expensive habit, and it's hard to support that type of habit just on a job alone. So, the first thing is I did was I had to decide that I no longer wanted to be a criminal. That's the first thing. The next thing that I had to decide was I didn't want to be a statistic. I didn't want to just be another dude who failed at this shit. I wanted to win. And I went home with no drugs, no toxins. All right, where was I? I got a phone call. I'm sorry about that. And anyway, so let's just cut to the chase, man. I just decided that I wanted to be better than I was. And that's enough. All it takes to get clean is a little bit of courage and a lot of discipline, right? And discipline is something that a lot of people don't have. You have to go find it. You have to take every day for what it is. And I'll tell you a good way that I've found to develop discipline. The first step for me is when I get up in the morning. First off, I never hit the snooze button. I want to, but I never do. I get up and I make my bed, right? I don't want to do that, but I do it, right? The very next thing that I do, if I'm in the truck, right, is look at the situation in my truck, right? And I will basically clean my truck, like make sure all the floors are clean, all the trash is out. I do all that every single day. And I do it as a regimen because it helps me with my discipline, right? So I'm automatically starting my day with my bed made and the inside of my truck clean, right? All my paperwork's done. I do all that shit before I eat breakfast, before I do absolutely anything else, right? And that's a good place to start, is the very first thing you want to do is some shit that you don't want to do. Because the things that are necessary that you don't want to do, you want to have your environment be as clean as possible and as organized as possible because it just helps your brain function. But I after that I always work out, right? I hit the push-ups, the burpees, right? And I do it no matter, I don't give a fuck what's going on. I don't care how cold it is outside. I don't care if it's raining because there's it I don't give myself an out, right? And I don't exercise for my health. I exercise because I don't fucking want to do it. And those things that you don't want to do that are good for you are the fucking first things you should knock out. When you put shit off that you don't want to do, it does not get easier to do it. It actually gets harder to do it. So I start my day off by doing shit that I don't want to do every day. Well, that's the same technique for getting off drugs. Because your first instinct is to want to give in because you're uncomfortable. Well, you know what? Being a little fucking uncomfortable, or even a lot uncomfortable, that shit only makes you stronger, man. It is not like the world we live in is not supposed to be that soft. You cannot avoid being uncomfortable. You got to face that shit. You're not going to want to do shit for 3 or 4 days straight up. But if you force yourself to work out, it really does lessen the effects of the withdrawal. It gives you those little hits of dopamine in your brain. You get just a little bit of that shit that makes you feel good about yourself, right? Make your bed, take care of your area, no matter what that area is, if it's your bedroom, if it's your, if you're, you know, like me, you're a truck driver, your truck, you know, do you left some fucking dishes in the sink last night? Knock them bitches out. And do that shit when you're sick from not having dope. Do it anyways. You're not gonna die. You are not going to die. I'm telling you. You're gonna die if you continue to take the drugs. You're not gonna die from not taking them. They are not good for you. They are not helping you. And we're talking about 3 to 4 days. Now, that brings me to this story that I wanted to tell you. Okay. I met a young lady through the internet. I guess it was a Thursday, maybe not last Thursday, but maybe the Thursday before that. Okay. Now, I saw she had sent me a message like 8 days, 9 days maybe prior about the drugs, like instant, like a direct message on Instagram, okay? The thing is I don't get a ton of direct messages. I definitely check my emails and shit. I got a couple buddies that'll send me one, but I don't always notice that little red number in the corner, you know. I do now, and I'm about to tell you why. I spend some time in my life with my phone put down, because it's another like addictive fucking tool, you know. It's real easy to get, to lose a few hours fucking with your phone, you know. So when I'm with my family, I ain't sitting there with my fucking phone glued to my hand, okay? I'm not checking my Instagram. I'm not looking at Facebook. I'm not looking at the scores of yesterday's games. I'm not doing any of that. I'm fucking paying attention to what's going on in my house. So I had a little time off during that time, whatever. I didn't see that she had sent me a message. And when I saw the message, it was about quitting opiates. And at the time, she was like, I'm gonna say she was like 2 days into withdrawals when she sent me that message. And I missed it. I wasn't there for her. And immediately, man, my heart sunk because I was like, man, maybe, just maybe, she made it, right? So I sent her a message and I was like, hey, I am so sorry. I didn't see this message. I apologize. Tell me where you're at right now. Just be honest, right? And she said that she hadn't had any pills that day, but and she made it like 6 or 7 days, made it through a lot of the sickness, had a shitty ass day, came across some pills, and she took them. What that sounded like to me was that one of the reasons why she had decided to quit taking pills was because she was at a point in time in her life where she couldn't get the pills, meaning that her plug was dry. That's what it sounded like to me. And she was thinking, well, I'm just gonna, you know, if I can't get them for X amount of days, I don't wanna go deal with any other, I don't, you know, she didn't wanna go to jail. She's a normal person. She's got a family. And it's something that she's struggled with actually for an extremely long time, I found out. But check this out. She had, it was like, let's say it was 2 o'clock in the afternoon and she was sick as fuck because she hadn't taken any pills. So I had gotten back with her on her second day one, right? Not that she hasn't had tons of day ones in the past because, you know, we all go through that. But anyway, I was able to catch up with her that afternoon, right? And she was just basically like, I don't think I can do this. I took a little bit of time off of work, and my time's almost up, and I fucked it up and took some pills. I'd already be feeling a lot better. She was like, I'm super depressed. I feel like my life is terrible and that I'm never going to be successful at this. And I was like, well, you're wrong. You're wrong. You're going to have to realize that your body is playing games with you. It's trying to trick you into thinking that you're sick so that you'll go get the medicine that it craves. You got to be stronger than your body. You are stronger than your body. The human body is fucking amazing. You're stronger than that. Please, give me 3 days, I told her. Give me 3 days. Message me every day. We could talk as much as you want, right? Because it's something she didn't want other people to know, you know? She had told her kids she was, sick, like with the flu or some shit. Probably do the same thing. But anyway, so she messaged me no less than 5 times that day because she was really struggling with not going to get some pills. And she knew where to get them. And I was like, look, just please. This time I said, give me 5 days. And she was like, I don't know. I don't know if I can make it. I really want to. And I said, well, if you want to, let's do it. When do you got to go back to work? She said, in 5 days. And I said, okay, so we got fucking four. We got four. If you will just not lay in bed and feel sorry for yourself, if you will just force yourself to get up and do things that you normally like doing, no matter how bad you fucking feel, it will be easier. It won't be easy, it'll be easier. Right? Love on your kids. Pretend like you're not sick. And I definitely recommend exercise. Well, she didn't do the exercise. Apparently she's not into it. But she definitely fought extremely hard for the first 3 days. And on the fourth day, she was panicking because she knew she had to go back to work on the fifth day, right? And I told her, I was like, the last time when I quit taking pills, right? I had Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and I had to start a new job on Monday. That's what I had. I went to work that Monday at a new job. On Sunday, I had to ride a bus from Nashville, Tennessee to Kansas City, Missouri. Now, in full fucking withdrawal, right? And I just told her, I am not tough. I'm not tough. I am not as tough as you. She's had three kids, and I'm like, you can make it through childbirth. You can't be a little sick for a few days. And she was like, you're right. You're right. And I was like, I know I'm right. Childbirth is fucking miserable. I've seen it. I never experienced it, but I've seen it. Like you women are so much better with pain than men, by the grace of God. And that helped her. She made it that fourth day. That fifth day, she went to work. And about midway through that fifth day, she was like, I'm miserable. And I was like, I know. And again, I was like, look, give me one more day. Just give me another day. Let's get another day in. We're not counting them no more. It's one more day. Okay? And she said, okay. On the sixth day, she went to work and she texted me from work. And she said, I'm about to choke up. She said, I feel amazing today. And right then I knew she won. She's still going to go through some of that depression and shit because it takes a while for the chemicals in your brain to level out, you know? But it made me feel so fucking happy for her. I knew she had won. And now we're two times that amount of days in. We're good 12, 14 days, something like that. 12 days. Fuck, I can't do the math right now, but let's say we're at least 12 days in. And she texts me at least once a day and says, thank you. Today's been an amazing day. It's been awesome. There's no extra shit that I have to do. I don't have to worry about getting pills today. I don't have to worry about being sick today. I don't have to worry about my money because she has a good job, by the way. She's like, my bill, like, I'm not gonna have any problems paying my bills because of this. I'm not gonna have creditors knocking down my door anymore. Came up with a plan to get myself out of debt, and I'm gonna do it. You know, and I, you know, this, all these messages coming through Instagram. Let me just tell you that I check my Instagram now, okay? And I want anybody out there that's struggling, anybody who wants to get clean, holler at me. We'll do it together. I'll quit something with you. I don't give a fuck. I mean, what do we got? What's going, you know, tell me what's going on. And you can't really talk to people around you a lot of times because you don't want them to know. But check this out. You don't know me. I don't know you. Holler at me. I promise. It'll never, the 8 day thing will never happen again. I check my shit every day. I got another guy right now. Right now, he's on his fifth day. And he asked me if he would ever feel happy again yesterday. And I said, you will. You will. You just go make it through today, bro. Just make it through today, and it'll come. And again, today, he shot me a message and said, hey, it wasn't all good, but there was some good today. I felt some good shit today. And I mean, that's it, man. I mean, everybody's different, but somewhere in that 5 or 6 day mark, and I know that seems like an insurmountable task to some of y'all. But it's not. I'm telling you, it's not. Days fly by, hours fly by. You got one shot at this life. One shot. If you're out there struggling, take your life back. Stop the drugs now. Throw them out. Flush them. Get rid of it. Please. You can do it. You don't need it. You can do it. It is not hard. It's not hard. What's hard is feeling sick, right? But we get sick all the time. People get sick all the time for a week. People get the flu. It's basically the same thing. It feels the same way. You survive them flus. You can't just make the flu go away. You got to fight it, man. That's what it takes. You've got to fucking fight. There's no magic potion. There's no doctor. There's no get clean quick scheme. But I can tell you this. I would rather you go hit the Suboxone clinic than buy drugs off the street, right? And if that is your first step, then by all means, please quit buying dope from drug dealers. Go get in a program, get on the Suboxone, and we'll figure out how to get you off of it later. But if you give me 5 days, 5 days free of charge, because you don't need anybody else. You just need you. You're going to do it. So, hey, I think I've talked for long enough today. And I know it's serious. There's no comedy here. There's nothing fucking funny about the situation. Okay? And at @bipolar_trucker on Instagram, shoot me a message. Follow me. And I'll follow you. Also, hit me up at bipolartrucker@gmail.com. It's bipolartrucker@gmail.com. Also, I'm going to put up my Twitter this week, and that'll be @bipolartrucker on Twitter. I've got an account out there. I just haven't messed with it, but I'm going to get back at it. And I got to tell you, man, these people have had a few people recently act like I was some sort of inspiration to them. But let me assure you, they are an inspiration to me. I owe them because I got something from it. And I feel really good about that. And we're going to keep this ball rolling forwards one day at a time. Bipolar Trucker. Peace.